Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your virtue goes no deeper than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." So how's your Lent going so far? And perhaps today let me ask you, what are you focusing on this Lent? Today's Gospel is a reminder that Lent is not just a time for getting rid of sin and vices in our lives, because that's an incomplete picture of a healthy spiritual life. Fasting and penance are not just for the reparation of sin, but for the building up of virtue. Virtue is not merely doing good external acts as what the scribes and Pharisees were good at in following the law. Jesus calls us today for that virtue to grow deeper. For ultimately, virtue without God is a contradiction. As Saint Gregory of Nyssa once said, "The goal of a virtuous life is to become like God." Now, I quoted Fulton Sheen yesterday, and I'll quote him again today, and he says, "The only way of keeping evil out is to let God in. Character building does not consist in the elimination of vice, but in the cultivation of virtue. Not in the casting out of sin, but in the deepening of love." The person who wishes to expel evil without praying for the presence of God is doomed to failure. Nothing is secure until he's there, and until his love is spread throughout our hearts. This Lent, let us be reminded that being Christian is not reduced to merely being a good person and doing external acts as what is commonly proclaimed. We're invited to go deeper and complete the picture with God's love. Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, we pray, may be so conformed to the paschal observances that the bodily discipline now solemnly begun may bear fruit in the souls of all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.